Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, turn my ring. You are my heart, and I am the pain. Where are you?
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We know that you are worthy, and we know that you have all power in your hand. We know that you are the deliverer, and you can do whatever you want to do. We believe you today, and we take you at your word. Oh, my God, you healed the blind man. Oh, my God, you raised the dead. You healed the sick, and you forgave sins. And we know that you're still working miracles. I pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch right now, Lord. Pray that you look on Sister Betty. Touch her right now. Heal her body, oh Lord. Let your will be done, oh Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover. Oh, my God, I pray that you will move in a mighty way. Prove yourself, oh Lord. We know you can do it. And we thank you today, Lord. You've been so good to us, so merciful. We don't even deserve your mercy. But we thank you, Lord, for the mercy that you bestowed upon us, for how you blessed us and you kept us and brought us through another week. We give your name praise.
Thank you, Lord. We exalt your name
and we lift you up, O Lord. Thou art so worthy, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to extol thee. Help us to give glory and honor to thy name, Lord. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, my God, take away every way that's not like you. Help us to serve you in the beauty of holiness. Move, Lord. Move by your spirit. Take full control, oh Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds. Send encouragement to your people, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord. We know that we can't make it without you. We need you today, oh Lord. Our faith looks up to you. We are trusting in you. And you at your word, we know you can take us through in these difficult times. Help us today, oh Lord. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us to seek to please you in every way. And everything that is contrary to your will, everything that's not like you, we pray that you move it out of our lives. I pray that you help us, oh Lord. Give us more of a praying life. Help us, Jesus. Help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt us in due time. I know you're able to take us through, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. Deliver the souls, those who are bound, those who are disencouraged. Oh, my God, I know you're able to encourage and you're able to loose the bounds. Oh, Lord, have your way and let your will be done. Move in a mighty way, oh, Lord. Ever lead us on to victory. Help us to give thy name the praise. Look on this broadcast. We pray that you will bless every listener. Touch, oh, Lord. Send your word and send thine anointing. Let the word of God penetrate some heart. Help somebody to fall out with their ways. Help them to seek your face and call upon the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you said, call unto me, and I
yes.
And I will see you great and mighty things. I believe your word today. Help us to humble ourselves and call upon your name, seeking you daily, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Draw us closer to you. Help us to consecrate our lives unto you. Help us to be holy unto you. Sanctified, cleansed, and set apart for thy divine use. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today for this prayer, and we thank you for all that you've done for us. We pray that you continue to go with us, stand by us, and ever lead us on to victory. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all, and you can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. We invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. Now, this time we'll read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 122nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 122nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 122nd number of Psalm, the first spelled the ninth verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 551-243-6677. Sorry, that's actually the number to come on if you're feeling bold and you want to have remarks, and we'll bring you in. But the number to just listen is 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. You can send us postal mail by using the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That's 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teamed up with Evangelist Matt Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls who are on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell. And there is a scheduled appreciation service for her tomorrow, November the 18th at 12 o'clock p.m. at her church, Master of Our Savior. It's located at 77 Hilliard Road in Gibbsboro, New Jersey. We are continuing to pray for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L., the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmond family, Howard Smith, Mrs. Joel Paldo, and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, the bereaved Capoletti family, Amor Nix, Evangelist Martha Calbreath, and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara, Austin, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson, the bereaved Johnson family, all the bereaved families, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So right now we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Janice Nugo and ask if she wouldn't mind just giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. And thank God for the word of God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I believe that was a song of David, how that David was glad. He was glad to go to the house of the Lord. Glory to God. I tell you, people nowadays, they don't want to go. They don't want to go to the house of God. They'd rather stay home. But I tell you, that's where our strength lies. We have to get into the house of God where we can worship and praise the name of the Lord and lift him up as we should. Praise God. I just thank the Lord. Thank God for all of the radio listeners. We just want to encourage you to look to the Lord, continue trusting in the Lord, because he is our help and he will come to our rescue. The Lord is able to do whatever we need him to do. I don't care if it seems hard to the doctors. God can still do it. It may be something in your life that the doctor's telling you there's no cure. Jesus is the cure. If we would just trust him and take him at his word, he can cure every illness, every affliction, every sickness, every trouble, everything that you need. God can do it. So let's look to him, not put our trust in man and not put our confidence in man, because man will fail, but God will never fail. So let's look to the Lord. God bless you and thank God for you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, beautiful remarks coming through. I'm sorry, Van is May. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I was finished, but I'm going to, at this time, introduce the speaker in the person of Dr. Sheila Hameen out of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. Let us pray for her as she brings the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good, and all the time God is good. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer and for his touch. Thank God for the scripture that was read, the encouraging words. We just thank God for another opportunity just to be here. And it's a blessing indeed to be in the land of the living. Amen. At this time, we're going to get ready to go to the word of God. And before we get into the scriptures, let's put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. We bless your name, O God. We come before you, asking you, Lord, to speak to our hearts and to minister unto us. For, Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves, and you know our needs, O God, even if we don't know. We ask that you will bless us tonight through your word. Have your way and let your will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you want to read along with me, get your Bibles ready. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Praise the Lord. And getting ready to go to the scripture. I could say of a truth that God is a good God. He's a mighty God. And he is doing great and mighty things. And the word of God comes to encourage us, to uplift us so that we can continue on. Amen. So if you will pray with me for just a few minutes, we're going to go to the book of Psalms. We are going to the 61st number of Psalms. And I also want to read a portion of the 62nd number of Psalms. So I'll be starting with Psalm 61, verses 1 through 8, and going on over to 62, verses 1 through 8, but not the whole entire Psalm 62, but just a portion of it. And the Bible reads, Psalm 61 and 1, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vow." Going to Psalm 62, verse 1 reads,
Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And if I were to leave a thought with you tonight, it would be, lead me to the rock, Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Lead me to the rock, Jesus. In this psalm, the king began to cry out to the Lord, asking God to hear his cry. You know, we have tests and trials. We have troubles that rise up in our lives. And we need the Lord to deliver us out of these troubles. As the king encountered many troubles, praise the Lord, he would always call upon the Lord. He would cry unto God and ask God to attend unto his prayer. So when we pray, we have to believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This is where our faith comes in. We might not be able to see our way out. We may not know which way to go or where to turn, but we can cry out to the Lord saying, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, glory to God, and many times we do get overwhelmed down here because of all the iniquity that is abounding. The love of many has waxed cold. We're living down here and the Bible is being fulfilled every day. We see the corruption. We see the iniquity, the gross sin that's all around us. But when our heart is overwhelmed, hallelujah, we can go to the rock, Christ Jesus, and he will be our shelter and a strong tower from the enemy. Satan gets on our track, and he does everything he can to destroy our lives, to turn us away from following God. Hallelujah. But Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The psalmist began to say that he shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. The king knew that mercy and truth would preserve him before God. But we have to abide before our God. We have to stay before God in prayer. And mercy and truth will preserve us. Hallelujah. And we can sing praise unto the name of the Lord forever and daily perform our vows. If you made a vow unto God, strive to keep your vow. Don't go back on your vow. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy make you take it back. Even when you're feeling overwhelmed and feeling like you want to throw up hands or just scatter or give up. Hallelujah. Perform your vows before God and keep your vow. Don't give up on God, but trust in him at all times, in times of trouble, in good times, when you're feeling blessed, when you're feeling not so blessed. Hallelujah. Just trust God at all times, because God is our salvation and he is our strength. He is our refuge. He's everything to us. When I looked into the word covert, how he said in the 61st Psalm that he would trust in the covert of God's wings. This word meaning hidden or secret is more or less a group of bushes and small trees are referred to as the thicket where animals can run in there and hide. You might be trying to chase an animal or some who are hunting. They're out there for wild game, and if they're not careful, they can miss the target because they jump into the thicket. They jump into this covert. This is a hidden and secret place, and they're in there, and you can't see them at all. They're completely concealed. In other words, trusting in the covert of God's wings means that we are completely concealed. We are hidden from the dangers of the enemy. We are in the protection of Almighty God, and the enemy cannot get to us because we are hidden in the secret of his wings. Hallelujah. Amen. We can trust God no matter what. Oh, hallelujah. Especially nowadays, and considering how we are being tested and tried like never before, it seems like the trials have increased many times over, and they seem to get worse on a different level, a more difficult level. But we can trust in God. We can put our trust in our King, amen, because he is our rock and our salvation. He is our defense, and we are not greatly moved, amen. Praise the Lord. So I just want to encourage you tonight to put your trust in the Lord, to know that God is our rock. He is our salvation, and we can go to him, amen. We can call upon the name of the Lord. Trust in him at all times. And in the 8th verse of the 62nd number of Psalm, I just want to read that again. Trust in him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before him. Pour out your heart before him. No matter what's going on, just pour your heart out before him. God is a refuge for us.
Yes.
He's our protection. He's our strong tower. Hallelujah. Let's go to him when we have any need. Anything that we're going through, pour your heart out before him, and he will come to our aid. He will rescue us. He will come to our defense. Amen. He will lift up a standard against the enemy. He will protect his people. Amen. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins. This is a time right now that you can get to know him. You don't have to put it off any longer. But if you can only believe God, repent and be godly sorry for the sins you committed, ask the Lord to forgive you and to save your soul. Open your heart and let him come in. He will come in, he and his Father. Jesus Christ and the Father will come in and sup with you. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. They will make their abode in you. Glory be to God. If you just open your heart, pour your heart out to the Lord, and receive him in your heart, the Lord will do it for you tonight. If you have a condition in your body, the Lord will heal you if you can only believe. If you have any prayer request and you have the faith to believe God, God will grant you that request and he will do it for you right now. Oh, praise the Lord. If you need a miracle, if you can only believe God, he will work a miracle for you right now. Oh, hallelujah. Because there's nothing too hard for God. All it takes is a little bit of faith. And if you have this small amount of faith, about the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can ask what you will. As the Bible lets us know, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will obey. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's go to God in prayer, and let's pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves before you, and we ask for mercy. Oh, God, we ask for forgiveness. Please, Lord, look on us with compassion. Stretch forth your mighty hand, O Lord, and lay your hand on us as we pray this prayer. Oh, Lord God, lift heavy burdens. Let sins be forgiven and blot out transgressions in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, look upon those who have opened their hearts, tended up their sins. Lord, be merciful and forgive. Lord, save them to the uttermost, my God. Work on them right now. Touch their minds. Touch their hearts, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Clean them up, Lord, on the inside and on the outside, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, for those who are sick in their bodies, Lord God, and those who have incurable diseases tonight, we are praying, God, for the miracles. We are praying for healing. Oh, Lord God, praying, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will send deliverance, that you will work wonders, oh God, and that you will move by your power and let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord God, look on Pastor Sewell tonight. Lay your hand upon her, Lord. Touch her body in the name of Jesus. Move upon her right now, Lord. You have the power to turn everything around. There's nothing too hard for you, my God, and nothing impossible. But let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you'll look on Darnell tonight, that you will touch his body, Lord. Continue to heal him and save his soul in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, look on the bereaved family tonight. Give them comfort, Lord, and consolation, and help them, Lord, during this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Oh, my God, you're bring the families together and help them, Lord God, while they're going through. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to bless according to your will. Even those who are listening tonight, let a special blessing come upon them, Lord. Have mercy, O God. Touch and deliver. Look on the backslider, oh my Lord, and help the backslider to make it back before it's too late. Oh Lord, make the way for them. Bind the enemy on every hand. Loose their shackles, oh God. Destroy the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. We pray, God, that you will go into the prisons and into the jails, into the detention centers. Lord, move in a mighty way. Move, oh God, in minds, oh Lord. Look on even the correction officers, Lord God, save in those facilities. In the name of Jesus, go into the courtroom, oh, blessed Savior, and save, Lord, the judges and all those officials. Touch their minds and their hearts, oh, God, and cause them to do what is right. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the leaders around the world, oh, God, that you will put it in their hearts to do the right thing. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Save in the White House, Lord. Save in palaces, oh God. Save, Lord God, in government. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Oh, blessed Savior, we know you're able, and we believe you tonight, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, my Lord, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for protection tonight. We thank you for your touch, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing power. We thank you for deliverance tonight. Oh, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. For what you're doing right now while we're praying this prayer, oh God, and we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. We sing praises unto you, oh Lord. You have done great and mighty things. You have done marvelous things. Whereof we are glad. We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This time we turn this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of the host. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Amin and for that prayer and the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Lead me to the rock, Christ Jesus. And she preached, when we feel overwhelmed with tests and trials, the difficulties of life, we can look to the rock that is higher than we are. We can put our trust in him, and he'll hide us from our, thank you, Jesus, from our enemies. And she talked about the covert of his wings and what that meant, how he'll protect us from our enemies. Amen. I enjoy the word of God tonight coming to Evangelist Amin, and I want to give Evangelist Nebo an opportunity to have remarks with other minister drawn. You can come on in, but God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank God for the word of God.
Thank you,
the word
Jesus.
Of God is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between the marrow and the bone. I tell you, God's word is right, and it will get the job done. If we just taking that as word and believing, even as the preacher is going forth, preaching the word of God, if we just believe it while she's preaching it, I tell you, God can work wonders in our lives. I just thank the Lord for the beautiful message she preached out of her soul, and she prayed the prayer under the anointing. I thank God for that prayer. Prayer changes things. And I tell you, this is a time we really got to pray. We got to put in more prayer. And I tell you, I'm ready. I'm ready to go into prayer. I know that be ready. When the Lord calls our name, it won't be no time to get ready. Afflictions and things might come upon our bodies, but we got to stay ready in case he calls us home. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for the word of God, and I encourage you, Ben Samin, to continue to let the Lord have his way and preach that word. I tell you, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So I'm looking to the Lord because there are some things that I'm dealing with, but I'm looking to the Lord to deliver because I know he is a deliverer and I know he can do it and he has done it before. So I'm yet trusting in the Lord, looking to the Lord for him to do what I need him to do. So I want everyone that's on the line to be encouraged to take the word of God in. And if you take the word of God in, the Lord will prove himself. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks coming to Evangelist Nebel. Any other clergy on the line? Or if you want to call in, dial in, you can call the number 551-241-6677. And if you have a testimony you'd like to share, scripture you'd like to read, or something to say after the word of God, so thank God for the word, feel free to call on me. Amen. And if not, thank God for your prayers and for your thoughtfulness and your concern. Sometimes we'll get text messages thanking God for the word or thanking God for various things on the broadcast. So thank God for the support. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you. And thank God also, you know, for Evangelist Nebel. And turn the broadcast back over to Evangelist Sheila Hameen's hands. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations coming through both Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija. And I enjoy both of you. Praise God. I just thank God once again for the word of God. Thank God for this ministry. And I'm looking to expand. I'm looking for this ministry to grow because many things are out there who have need of hearing the word of God. Praise the Lord. So it is in my heart to just get on out and spread the word. Praise God. If I have to go door to door and let people know that Jesus loves them, amen, and give them the invitation, call in, praise God. And I also wanted to add someone to the prayer list, and his name is Sean Howard. We ask that you will pray a special prayer for Sean Howard. He's my co-worker's son. We'll just pray for him. He's a young man. He's 21 years old. And so God is able to raise him up and to heal him. So let us pray for Sean Howard. Amen. And also for his mother. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in prayer for all of those who are on the prayer list. Let us pray one for another. And this concludes the broadcast. Is there anything else at this time? If not, we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And Lord's will, we will be at the center, if it's the Lord's will, at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue here in Baltimore, Maryland, for our 3:30 service, if it is the Lord's will. praise God. And you are welcome if you're in the neighborhood. Stop on by and worship the Lord with us. Praise God. Or you can just tune in to the broadcast and listen in to the broadcast. Amen. That's all for now, and may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.